This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from China's coronavirus has surpassed 900. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now passed 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths on Sunday, along with 3,062 new cases, coming after a drop in the number of reported cases on Saturday. And that was the first drop in more than a week. Meanwhile, Britain confirmed its fourth case of coronavirus and Spain its second, with both cases acquired by people who had recently made trips to France. Millions of people remain under lockdown in Hubei, the landlocked province at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, where residents are complaining of food shortages. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Thailand authorities now say the death toll has risen to 29 after a soldier, angry over a property deal, started a shooting rampage in northeastern Thailand before being shot dead Sunday morning. We get more from Reuters' David Doyle.
Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapant, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapant posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the attack until Facebook shut down his account. The army said Jakrapant was a sharp shooter who had taken many special courses, including on planned ambushes.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports progress is being made in combating the Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The latest number of reported cases stands at 3,429, with a mortality rate of about 66%. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The global fixation on the evolution of the novel coronavirus has knocked the DRC's Ebola epidemic out of the media's spotlight. However, health officials working in the shadows have been making steady progress in slowing the transmission of this deadly virus. WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, tells VOA the situation in the country is very different now than it was a few months ago. This Ebola outbreak has been going on since August 2018. It is the 10th to hit the DRC since 1976 and the second largest ever recorded after the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says the Justice Department has established a way to review information gathered in Ukraine by President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani has targeted Democrat Joe Biden and his son. A department spokeswoman is declining to comment when asked about the statements by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Giuliani himself is under scrutiny by federal authorities, and that means the Justice Department would be putting itself in the awkward position of appearing to work with someone it is actively investigating to gather potentially damaging information against one of the president's political rivals. Mr. Trump's budget to face skepticism is being overwhelming in politics. The president is preparing a $4.8 trillion budget plan that rehashes previously rejected spending cuts while leaving Social Security and Medicare benefits untouched. The president's fiscal 2021 budget plan, to be released on Monday, seeks to wrestle trillion-dollar-plus deficits into balance after 15 years. It is not likely to generate a serious Washington dialogue about what to do, if anything, this election year, about entrenched fiscal problems that have deficits surging despite a healthy economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that once again, the president is showing just how little he values the good health and financial security and well-being of hardworking Americans. It is part of the back and forth between the House Speaker and the president. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.